World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Always excited to get down here, but I'm always
world's on fire.
Especially
the culture
excited
is disintegrating.
Today. Got a little feedback in my ear there, Spence. Thanks, buddy. Been looking forward to this for about a week. Professor Toto is going to join us today. Say, who's that? Well, you just buckle in because it's going to be a great ride. I want to make a comment real quick about yesterday's show. I got so many emails from people yesterday who thanked me. We discussed yesterday. The paradigm shift, how you get a mindset. That's why Paul said that we are to renew our minds, right? You got to change your mind away from that stinking thinking. And how so much of denominationism and so much of the fight that we're fighting in America is because we are all looking at things from a preconceived paradigm, point of view. And one of the things I try to do every time you come here is I try to get you to open your eyes, shake your head, and look around you, because there's a lot of things that we've been taught that simply are not true, and a lot of things that are true that we simply have not been taught. And Rush Limbaugh used to say that he was on a relentless pursuit of the truth. We're the same way here. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, and we're not afraid to throw things out on the table and chew them up and cut up that red meat and spit it out at the end of the day and walk away here a little bit more informed than what we were when we sat down. So Pastor Reverend Shane Vaughn, who's known all across the internet as Professor Toto, we ran into him when we went down to help Pastor Tony Spell. By the way, Pastor Tony Spell is going to be with us. A little bit unusual this week, isn't it? Three guests. We don't usually do guests here. Professor Toto, we don't usually do guests. It's pretty much about what I think and our audience thinks. And so this is our third one. We had David Summer on Tuesday, Professor Toto today, and Pastor Tony Spell tomorrow. So folks, share this with people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So again, share these videos. And if you are on YouTube, get off of YouTube. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. We're going to pull the YouTube plug here in about 1 minute. If you're watching on YouTube, get off of YouTube. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. You have the same feed, the same interaction. Everything you want to do, do right there. One more warning. I call it CoachDave.tv. Get off of YouTube and go to CoachDaveLive, and you'll be able to stream the whole thing. We'll miss a link. Okay, so Shane Vaughn, Professor Toto. What the heck, brother? Where did you come from? Because you're just some down-home Mississippi boy. I went to Waveland, Mississippi, and stopped by your church. Just a little country. I'm not making fun of you. Just a small, not a mega church, just a church. Just the kind of church you'd run into on any street. And you have become this overnight internet sensation, Pastor. The heck happened there? Should we call you Professor Toto, or should we call you Pastor Sean? What do you feel best with? You have to unmute yourself, Pastor Shane. You got to click on that little thing and unmute yourself.
All right. There we go.
There we got you, brother. There we got you. I'm going to call you Professor Toto, okay?
Well, just call me for dinner. That's all that really matters.
All right, brother. So what happened? How did this happen that you became such an internet sensation?
Well, I don't want to oversimplify it, but God just sort of encapsulates it all up. It was all a work of God. I had nothing to do with it, to be honest with you, except I became a partner with God. And I just had a small channel, a small following, a small church, just a little Mississippi preacher. And I was in Ohio right after November the 3rd. And the next day, everyone felt so defeated in America. I remember that day when we all woke up and our president's lead had disintegrated overnight. And when we went to work that day, I had a secular job, still do, own my own business. And I was at work and I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit speak to me, because I've loved the Constitution. I've studied it all my life. And I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, speak to the nation. I want you to speak to the nation and tell them the truth. And so I said, well, okay, how am I going to speak to the nation? I had about 3,000 Facebook followers and about 3,000 subscribers on YouTube. But you want me to speak to the nation? Okay, we'll do that. So I grabbed my little phone and I did a 7-minute video, Coach. And that you're talking about paradigm shifts. I came on there and shifted everybody's paradigm, because at that moment, no one in America that I'm aware of, especially with a voice, had mentioned the truth that the election is decided not by the people, but by the House of Representatives on January the 6th. So I went for 7 minutes and made that video. It's on my YouTube channel. It's there for those that may have never seen it. And our YouTube is First Harvest Ministries. But on that channel, that video's there, where all I did was for 7 minutes told everyone, it's not over. Joe Biden is not president-elect until January the 6th. Well, long story short, Coach, when I got home that afternoon, that evening, I had over 75,000 new friend requests in one day. And I thought, my word, have mercy, something's going on here. So I went over to YouTube, where I had about 3,000 subscribers, and all of a sudden I had 90,000 in one day. And then the next morning, somebody sent me a message and said, you're on USA Today. And the title on USA Today was, Who is Shane Vaughn? And then Newsweek, and of course, it just went on and on and on. So that's how we started. That's what happened. But we started our channel with an education, and that's how we maintain our channel. It's growing exponentially every day, because we educate the republic and we change the paradigm of American people. Coach, listen to me carefully. It would blow your minds how many Americans have no idea what an American is. They have no idea what our nation and our government is and what it's not. The paradigm of America, listen to me. This, what you talked about yesterday, is so important. If we, and that's why I travel the country doing these rallies we're going to talk about. One's coming up in Canton, Ohio. I am not traveling doing these rallies with a bunch of hoorah-rah. I don't have any secret knowledge of what's fixing to happen next, like a lot of my YouTube friends do. I don't have any secret understanding of what the military is getting ready to do. But I change paradigms. I cause Americans to understand who they are and what we're really fighting for and against. Because without that paradigm shift, we are going to lose this battle for the soul, literally, of America. And so that's how we started.
So, Pastor Vaughn, let me kind of work this thing backwards. You know, we met you at when we were down there with Pastor Tony Spell. And to be honest with you, I was really, really blown away about how little support Pastor Tony had down in New Orleans. It was unbelievable.
It was.
So as a guy who's come out, you educating people, by the way, show folks, he does a show 4 nights a week, 8 o'clock, has a tremendous audience. And his name is Professor Toto, because he's pulling back the curtain, right, Pastor? That's what you're doing. Toto,
that's
too.
Exactly right. That's what Toto did. Toto pulled back the curtain on the lying Wizard of Oz.
And so that's what Pastor Toto is doing every 4 days a week. And, of course, he's a pastor. He's in the pulpit on Sundays. And he's educating America to what is going on. Pastor, from your perspective, being a pastor, because I'll be honest with you, I'm hard on pastors here at Coach Dave Lybar. Yeah. We all are. We're looking. We want leaders, brother. We want leaders, right?
Absolutely.
What is the problem as you look at it, Pastor? What's the problem with our leaders?
Speaking of leaders, I was one of the very first pastors in America that stood up for Tony Spell on day one. My video is on my YouTube channel. Matter of fact, just type in on our YouTube channel, Tony Spell. I stood up for Tony Spell even before anybody, because Tony Spell and I are childhood friends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. His grandfather was my pastor right there at Life Tabernacle. And whenever he, and listen, when I stood up for him, this was in the moment whenever everybody was scared to death, he was going to be killing thousands of people.
Right.
You know, because of his actions, that emotion was raw. Even people of Tony's own brand of religious faith turned against him. And I stood up on that video, and that video went viral as well. And we said in that video, and I did on my last show, I showed the clips where I said, Tony Spell will never lose. He will win, because Professor Toto knows the Constitution of the United States. Here's the thing about it. Every politician, every governor, everyone in this nation bows down at the mighty rock of Gibraltar called the Constitution of the United States of America. That is where we all get slapped down. Now, we've had many states that have been slapped down by the Constitution concerning this religious freedom. Louisiana is the latest one to be slapped down. And my question is, who wants to be next? The Constitution is in force for a reason. You ask me what's the problem with pastors. I'm going to boil this down to you as simple as I know how. It's called mammon, money. The God of this world is money. And I'm very blessed to be in a position to where I need nobody's money. And therefore, I can preach the truth. I could care less if you leave my church. As a matter of fact, when people leave, I sort of take it as a badge of honor, too much truth going forth. So I'm not trying to build a church. I'm trying to build an army. And a soldier, an army needs soldiers. Soldiers have to love truth. And just like others, Pastor Greg Locke, many different pastors that have taken a stand, I thank God that I'm able to take a stand. You have so many men that are sold their souls to their denominations. Mm-hmm. They are sold 1,000% to what headquarters tells them. We are not part of a denomination. We never will be part of a denomination. Not because we don't love government and order, but we do not want our voices to be muzzled concerning the truth. So these pastors are scared to death.
So, Pastor, Professor Toto, all we have to do is look at this mess that's going on with the Southern Baptist Convention.
Absolutely.
I mean, that thing is so disunified. They're trying to keep that thing together. But, you know, I wrote a commentary today, and I talked about our need to raise up a tourniquet generation. We've got to stop the bleeding. And that's what you've been doing, isn't it, Professor Toto? On your website, which is up on the screen right now, Restoring the Republic, you're not one of those pastors who believes that politics and religion don't mix. You don't believe that, do you?
Why would I believe that lie? That is Satan's greatest tool. That is Satan created that philosophy, because there is no way that you can have religion without politics, and there's no way you can have politics without religion. They are literally married. They are literally one, because the Word of God, God himself, it was God that installed the first king of Israel. That is politics. That is the king was political. And yet God took a vested interest in who the governmental leaders was of his holy nation, Israel. Now, if you understand America as I do, then you understand we are descendants of the lost tribes of Israel. That video is on my YouTube channel. We prove who America is on our channel. The reason that God has a vested interest in this nation, I have a lesson on my channel entitled, America, God Has an Ought Against You. because you're not like every other nation of the world. You are truly America first. First doesn't mean better. First means you have a responsibility, and God chose you for that responsibility. And if you refuse to live up to that responsibility any longer, you will suffer the judgment of God more than any other nation. So, brother, you cannot separate no more than you could separate King David from Israel. Can you celebrate the president of the United States' influence on this nation?
So, Pastor, I get in a lot of trouble. Listen, brother, I don't care about getting in trouble, right? I don't care about name calling. We're as Rush would say, we're on a relentless pursuit of the truth here. And I'm doing my best. I know you're down in the deep south, down in Mississippi. I'm in the Midwest. We got people all across America. And Pastor Vaughn, it is so hard to get people to understand that there is, in fact, a demonic assault on white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. You would agree with that, wouldn't you, Professor?
You better listen. Let me tell you something. When you understand it, oh man, I wish I could think of the lesson. I'm trying to recommend lessons for your viewers to watch. When you truly grasp what's going on, I did a lesson called The Sorcery of Soros, talking about George Soros. There is an agenda that's truly demonic. Pastor, Coach Dave, for people to understand what's going on in America, they need to watch my video called The Gods of This World. The fallen angels in Genesis chapter 6, they need to understand.
Pastor, I can't believe this, brother. It's like you and I are connected at the hip, right?
Hallelujah.
We talk about all this stuff here, folks. We talk about all this, Toto.
I didn't know that. Wonderful, then.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're at home right here, brother. I can't believe this.
Good. Now, whenever God imprisoned these Nephilim spirits, he did it for 70 generations. We can show pinpoint when these fallen, you know, if your viewers are watching, if you'll think back, it seems like around 50 years ago, everything began to change in the world. Everything that we knew as normal, everything that we knew as customary, there has been an onslaught of demonic influence. That has come because these Nephilim spirits have been released. And we know the time they were released around 1948 when Israel became a nation. At the same time that the Dead Sea Scrolls were uncovered, tremendous things began to happen during this time. And these spirits are determined to destroy America and Israel. And there's a reason for that. So you're exactly right. This is demonic. And when you try to fight this in the natural, you lose every time. But when you get, that's like what happened to Tony Spell. This was demonic influence on John Bell Edwards in his mind. Yeah. There was a spirit from hell influencing his mind. Demons cannot be the governor of a state. They have to choose a man to work through so that they can control the affairs of the state.
So, Pastor Vaughn, this is amazing, brother. This is amazing. So what we are seeing as we look around is this demonic it's not Republican, a Democrat, liberal. It isn't any of that. No. It's the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman playing out right in front of us, brother. And would you agree with me, Professor Toto, that the supernatural has left the church? It went out with Elvis. Would you agree with me on that one, brother?
Yeah, well, I agree with you even more than that. The supernatural has went out, but something more, there's an attack on something else, and I'll tread carefully here because many people believe different things. But there was an attack by demons against the church around 50 years ago against the law of God. The churches no longer believe in the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
They just don't. Now, they had to attack the Ten Commandments, and watch this carefully. Around the same time is when the commandments were removed from the schools and the courthouses of America.
1947.
when did Israel become a nation? I told you it was, there was a release of these Nephilim spirits around this time, and everything in America began to change. Here's why. As goeth the church, so goeth the nation. Before Satan could get the commandments out of the schools, he had to get them out of the church. And now the church preaches a sloppy agape that God allows everything. He loves you.
Amen. The way
you know, you have to never make a change. You don't never have to live holy. Just love him. Well, that's a lie. You can't love him. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So don't even lie saying you love him when you're living the way you want to live. Mm. But when we take that approach in God's holy church and we tell everyone that they can come in the congregation and lift up unholy hands and they're fine with God, as we do that, that mindset of the nation. This lawlessness did not begin with Black Lives Matters. Lawlessness began in the pulpit.
Amen.
And we, that's the gospel, brother. That's
okay.
The gospel.
Pastor Vaughn, you're going to be the first professor ever at Coach Dave Live to receive tenure, okay? We're going to grant you permanent tenure here at Coach Dave Live because we're...
Oh, hallelujah. I count it an honor, Coach Dave. Thank you.
We are singing the exact same song. Now, I want to get some callers in here, but just real quickly, Professor, two things I want you to talk about real quickly.
Okay. And,
hey, by the way, Spencer, I dropped the ball on this one. Can you throw his YouTube page up there? What is your YouTube page, Professor? Because we want people to be able to go there. I always Google Professor Toto, but what would be the official page?
The official page is First Harvest Ministries.
First Harvest Ministries. Maybe you can put that in the chat for us as well, Spence, once you get it up there. First Harvest Ministries.
That's it right there.
Folks, welcome. There's more stuff for you to chew on here than you. There's just a lot of good stuff there. So, Spence, if you would.
Over 1,000 videos.
Yeah. And there's one in there on being born again I talked about before we went in this. Folks, if you want. But listen, you got to be sitting down. You have to have your belt tightened. You got to put on your helmet of salvation because it is a new paradigm.
Exactly. It is.
I just want to know the truth, Professor. I don't care. I don't care what the truth is.
Me neither.
Just want to know it. And if it isn't true, I don't want to believe it, right? Just pretty simple stuff, right?
Well, see, I grew up Pentecostal. I grew up and you know, I've been rejected by many because I refuse to ignore more truth. You know, God, let me tell you, truth is not a destination. Truth is a journey, Coach.
Amen. 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 It is. Okay. So listen, I don't want to eat up all of our time together. Let's talk about two things, Professor.
Okay.
We want to fill the room in Canton, Ohio, when you come up there on the 27th. Can you click on that for us, Spencer? I've already got my tickets. There are about probably already at least 10 of us here in the huddle who are going to meet the professor in Canton, Ohio on the 27th of June. And the registration's right there. It's $50. A meal comes with it. Hey, Professor, what is this event going to be like? What Revival of the Republic. What is it people can expect? Because it's a four-hour event. It's from five-hour event from 1 in the afternoon to 6 in the evening. What's going to take place here, Professor?
Well, let me just say this to everybody. Thank you for coming. We're looking forward to having you, Coach. We really are. We look forward to you having a table introducing what you're doing to our patriots, the ones that follow us. And the Revival of the Republic is an educational opportunity, because I'm going to be honest with you, Coach. Now, the people in your room right now are probably very educated patriots.
Yes, sir.
But you would be shocked at the patriots of America that love America. They don't realize that we are not a democracy, that we are a republic. They don't know the difference. They don't understand the concept. And we spend time educating about the republic, and we spend hours together. It's so much fun. We have musical entertainment. But the most important thing about our events, unlike many other events, you are coming to literally connect. Mm. We spend time connecting with other local patriots.
Pastor, let me stop right there, Pastor, because this is important. I said to Professor Toto, why Canton, Ohio? And folks, he told me, well, the people in Canton, Ohio organized it. Friends, we have Professor Toto and his army right up the road from us. We need to connect with these.
That's correct,
Professor.
No, you're exactly right. I've never set up one rally. I pitched the idea to Toto. We call it Toto's Army. I pitched the idea that I would like to go and have educational seminars throughout the United States, because I believe, Coach, the reason we're losing elections, which we didn't lose this one, but we lose many other ones, the reason we're losing them is because our people thought that we were fighting for Donald Trump. They didn't know that we're fighting for the Republic. And until we change that concept in their minds, we're never going to save this republic. So that event is completely educational. It is a phenomenal time where you will connect with other patriots. In Canton, Ohio, there's a little lady there. Denise Rezor is her name. She's arranging it all. The one I just did in Michigan, we had 300 patriots that day show up just to be educated. This one little lady named Susan Vanderberg just decided to make a difference. They went and found the venue, invited me, and the rest was history. Same thing in Ohio. People are tired of sitting on the sidelines. They're ready to connect. They're tired of feeling hopeless in this battle. So we're coming to Ohio, and we invite every one of you. We have I think we only have 75 seats left. We're inviting every single one of you to come meet your fellow Ohioans that are ready to make the same difference that you're trying to make.
This is fascinating. Let me shift again, folks. You can go to Professor Toto's. I've already registered. At least 10 of us are already registered. Come on, some of you other folks get up there. It'll be a great time to connect, which is what we need to do.
But there'll be good food too.
Good food too. Professor Toto, now listen, I want you to introduce to us, before we open it up here, and talk about your Patriots Buying Club, brother. What is that all about?
Oh, that's a God thing. Let me give you a real quick background.
Spencer, I'm sorry, Professor. Yeah. Spencer, click on go ahead, Professor. I'm sorry.
There it is. Now, actually, go to another website if you can. It's called buybuywalmart.com.
Buybuywalmart.com.
So we realized when we started this battle 8 months ago that there it is right there. What you're looking at is a picture of the Boston Tea Party. The most people don't realize, Coach Dave, the American Revolution did not begin with a gun or a battle. Or anything that started the American Revolution. It was a financial revolution.
Right. Tea Party.
The American patriots decided to take their money and keep it in their own hands. The American patriots told the King of England, it started before that. Quick, this is what Professor Toto does, education. Quick history lesson. The Stamp Act is what started the American Revolution. It was a small tax that the king put, or the parliament put, on their patriots for goods that was bought and sold. Then it evolved into the Boston Tea Party. That day, the patriots said, you know what? Take your tea that was in that day, and our dollars worth $1.2 million. There was 4 ships loaded with expensive tea. We said to them, yes, we need that tea. We need it. And we don't really know how to make it ourselves. It, to do it would cost us more than to buy it from the king. But that day, they took their money and said, bye-bye, England. Well, I came up with the slogan, bye-bye, Walmart, because Walmart hates what we believe in. Amazon, all the big box retailers, they despise American individualism, patriotism. Mm-hmm. They hate the way we think. They hate our paradigm. They want us to be part of an open society, globalism, nationalism. And so that's the causes they support. For example, we're opening a home of hope for addicted men right now called Toto's Landing, the home of hope. It's almost open. And, you know, we ask Walmart to help us. No help. We've asked no help. They could care less about us. So what we did, we created the Patriots Buying Club. We have come into an agreement with a partner, a manufacturing partner that is owned by Patriots. They do the largest patriotic event in America. They made in the USA every product. We have 400 daily living products. Your underarm deodorant, your shampoo, your soap, your everything you can imagine, your Tylenol, it's 400 products that you use on a daily basis. And our pricing is on par with Walmart, in some cases even cheaper. We have the Windex to clean your windows. Everything you can imagine. We joined with this partner, and now here's what they do, Coach Dave. This is so important. The money that would go to China, let's say you take $70 a month and spend it at Walmart, a portion of that goes to the enemy of the United States of America. Amen. When you buy through the Patriots Buying Club, not only do they send a portion of that to our local church, many other local churches, but listen to what they do. They take that, and they supported Donald Trump, by the way. This money is held in the United States. It is used for patriotic families and patriotic causes. So we invite everyone to come by and help us in this financial revolution.
How do they do that, Pastor? We're looking at the page right now. Do they join the Facebook group? How do they get involved?
So whenever we signed the contract with this manufacturer, we had to make an agreement with them that because of the cancel culture, that we would do this through backdoor channels. So what we've done, there's two groups you can join, Telegram or Facebook. Once you join the group, there's a 10-minute video from me that answers every question. You watch that video. When you watch that video, then there's a form right below it. Fill it out. We'll contact you in the next day or two, get you enrolled, and in a matter of days, you can have everything you're looking for right to your door.
What a great plan! What a great scheme! Okay, folks, listen.
Hold on. Can I say?
Yes.
We've been open 1 month. This is our first month. We just finished our first month. We just did the numbers. Now, this isn't going to sound amazing at first, but we started this with only a dream 1 month ago. Since then, we pulled $250,000 last month from Walmart.
Wow. From China.
From right? China. Well, China flows through Walmart. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we, you know, when Sam Walton was alive, he had a little section called Made in the USA section. That's completely gone now. They could care less about that label. On every one of our products, some patriotic family made that product, and you're supporting that family. We took $250,000 last month. This month, we plan to take $500,000 by the end of the year. I planned, this little Mississippi preacher had nothing but a dream. I plan to take $10 million from Walmart. I plan to show them that we're serious about making a difference in America.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Okay, folks, I'm going to open it up here. So raise your hand if you want to jump in here. This will be fast moving, Pastor. I know one thing that's unusual about this venue for you is the ability to take questions. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that really would have. Hey, folks, listen. I've watched a couple of Pastor Vaughn's teachings, and I got to tell you, they were paradigm shifters for me. All right? In fact, they shifted my paradigm so much, Pastor Toto, Professor Toto. I said, I don't know if the people are ready to hear it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, brother?
Sure.
I don't know if they're ready to hear it, but the one that you did on being born again, I said it over and over and over. It's been amazing. Larry, Coach, come on in. Larry, then Michelle, come on in.
Coach Dave, we have two aspects to our ministry. Anyone that goes to my channel, if they're not ready, for those depths of the word. We have tons of our political lessons that are gold. Amen. So if you're not ready for the other side, jump on the other side. Choose your stream.
Amen. Because listen, Professor, one of the things we spoke about yesterday on the show is how we operate out of a set of beliefs. That's a paradigm. And whether you were raised in a Baptist church or a Pentecostal church or Catholic, or whether you were raised in Ohio or whether you're raised down in Waveland, Mississippi, that forms your worldview and your point of view. And we all operate out of what we believe to be the truth, because why? Somebody somewhere in our past told us this was the truth, even though it may not be. So one of the things that is really, really hard for all of us is to come to the realization, Professor Toto, I'm 68 years old, to come to the realization that at age 68, I learned something. At age 68, I found out something I've been believing my whole life wasn't true. That's a paradigm shift.
Coach Dave, real quick, can I tell you man's greatest fear?
Yes, sir.
Man's greatest fear is being wrong, okay? Because when we're wrong, then the whole house crumbles. So here's what man will not allow. If you can prove that I'm wrong about one thing, then you could prove I could be wrong about everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So therefore, I can't let you prove that I'm wrong about anything.
Uh-huh. And that's what's going on, isn't it, brother? Because Listen, I'm just telling you. When we begin out, see, I live, Professor, here in Ohio in an area called Nephilim Central. I mean, this is it. The mounds are all over up here, right?
Really?
Oh, my goodness. You'll have to come up here sometime. It's unbelievable. And you know what, Professor? When I started talking about that, I lost friends.
Okay.
I lost friends. Because why? They didn't believe it. And they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear about it, right? La, 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 right, right? I don't want to live like that, Professor. I don't want to live like that, right?
That's right.
I want to know the truth, because the truth, if you know it, sets you free. And so many of us are stuck in our little boxes. That's why we can't figure out what's going on around us.
You're right.
Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, hey, I'm on the Facebook Patriot Buyers Group page now, and the Learn More button is not working. It just takes you to a place that says it's not available.
Hang on a minute, Larry. Something else. Sorry, Larry. Folks, if you want to sign up for this, you have to go to Professor Toto's webpage, not to his Harvest Church website. That won't get it. To sign up for the Canton event. Maybe, Spencer, go back to that. I'm sorry, Larry. Go back to that, because this is probably pretty important. Go back to, there it is. And that website is what, Professor?
It's buybywalmart.com.
No, so I'm sorry. The other one they want to sign up for, brother. Sign up to come to your event.
That's going to be totosarmyofpatriots.com.
Totosarmyofpatriots.com. Spencer, if you can just put that in the chat. Totos Army of Patriots. That's where you sign up for the Canton, Ohio
Click event. Click on events.
Yep. That's my fault there. Sarah, thanks, John. There you go. So, Larry, I'm sorry. I stepped all over you. Didn't mean to, brother.
Hey, no problem. The Learn More button on the Facebook page is not working. It's not going anywhere. And just one other thing. I have a report, Gail's bone marrow biopsy. There is no longer any leukemia in her bone marrow.
Unbelievable, Larry. Unbelievable. Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Professor Toto, his wife has been fighting. I'm going to tell you when you come to Canton. We have another friend that went to with this COVID stuff, right, Professor? They put him into the hospital, and they were going to kill him in the hospital, because that's what they do in the hospitals, right?
That's right.
They told him and his family and his buddy Jeff and others, he had zero chance of living. Zero, Professor. He's still alive, brother. He's still alive, right? Unbelievable stuff.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kevin Van Story, come on in, Michelle. Go ahead, Kevin.
I come in late, but I'm going to say this is just setting me on fire, and I'm going to, somehow, some way, I'm going to, as soon as you in the next few weeks, I'm going to see if I can figure out how to bring you to Southwest Missouri, because this is awesome. This is absolutely awesome.
Let's do it.
Listen, here's the thing. Listen, I don't want this to sound arrogant, okay? We're doing the same thing. Professor Toto and I are doing the same thing. We're raising up armies. We're raising up people. We have got to connect, friends. We have got to connect. We will not win this battle just with his ministry or my ministry or Joe's ministry. We got to lock arms. This is
Coach Dave, an army has regiments.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
They have platoons. But they're all part of one army. They have to fight together. You've got your following. I've got mine. Brad Barton's got it. Everybody's got their following. But I've told everybody, and I tell all these other guys, I'm doing a huge event with Brad, Pastor Locke, on July the 10th in Greenville, South Carolina, Spartanburg. And I've told them all. I said, if we don't, we're doing just like the pastors of these churches. We're scared somebody's going to go to somebody else's church.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and sir. I said, absolutely. I said, y'all better give, let me tell you something. People glean, now they glean something from me. They may not glean from you, Coach. Right. They glean something from you. They may not glean from me. But when we blend that together, we create, we become majors and corporals in this army.
Yes,
we become
sir.
Generals in this army.
I'm with you, Professor. Michelle, come on in. Then Mark Trump. Go ahead, Michelle.
Morning, Coach. Morning, Pastor. I'm all the way from South Africa, so if my accent's weird, I'm sorry. Pastor, this might be a personal question, so if you don't want to answer it, I won't blame you, but it's something that I've been struggling with for a long, long time. How much resistance do you get, like when God spoke to you and you did it? Like, how much resistance did you get, and how do you deal with it? Do you have any teachings on dealing with the resistance, how to not let it get into your soul? Because I've got this problem of letting it get down deep into my soul, and I sort of lean onto depression and things. So that's
Amen.
My
great question, Michelle. What do you think, Professor?
Michelle, resistance from people or your own thoughts?
People, I think she
people,
means.
Mainly it's people for me. My thoughts, God has taught me how to, you know, not let the negative thoughts take over, but it's mainly people.
Yeah, so the best way to deal with resistance from people is to know the truth and be sold out to the truth.
Amen.
Okay?
Brother.
Because every time you ever go to do something for God, there's always going to be, I call it the rub. The rub is coming. And, you know, let me just answer that like this. I taught a lesson a few weeks ago called Partnerships with God. Now, this is going to blow some people's minds, but let me make it plain. God is spirit. He has no body except for your body. He has no voice except for your voice. Now, when I hear Christians trying to use a cop-out talking about, I'm going to pray about it, baby, let me tell you something. You don't have to pray about what you've been told to do.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. Yes, you don't have to pray about being the salt of the earth. You were commanded to be the salt of the earth. Now, God told Israel, I'm going, now listen to this carefully. He said, I'm going to fight all your battles. I'm going to go before you, and I'm going to drive out your enemies. And yet God himself, Yahweh, the God of Israel, never fought one battle for them. He never went before them and drove out their enemies. He told them, be prepared in the morning to go to battle.
Mm.
Because God needs partners in the earth. Now, you are a partner with God. The book of Romans says we are working together with God. This is so important because what did God do? He gave Israel the plan and the strategy. When he said, I'll be with you, I'm going to give you the plans that I don't give to the enemies. I'm going to give you the spirit to fight that your enemy don't have. Amen. I'm going to give you the tenacity, the temerity, the backbone that I don't give to the enemy. That's how I'm going to fight your battles through you.
Oh, my goodness.
This is so important because without David, Goliath would have destroyed the people of Israel. God did not kill Goliath. David killed Goliath.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Because he heard the voice of God telling him what to do. You don't have to pray about it. When God says do it, you get your butt up, you do it. You didn't have to pray about going to Tony Spell's event. No, you should have been there.
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. Mark Trump, come on in. Then Clay. Yeah.
Hey, thank you and praise God for your work. Everyone that is watching should realize that this man's probably got a following similar to Coach's. So if we are in the body of Christ and you realize that you're an arm or a leg, and you just realize that here's a man who's probably got the connection to you in his group. As we assemble, I want to know, is there another person that studies frequencies in Professor Toto's group? Is there another person that runs down the rabbit hole like Craig Mickle and Larry that we could bond with?
Yes.
In his group. So as we come and as we assemble these pastors whose eyes are open, like Coach Dave and Professor Toto, it's our job to assemble with his team.
Amen.
So Professor Toto, you got the same challenge. Coach has a platform. You have a message. He has a message. So we need to blend our teams. You have what's called operatives.
Amen.
People you trust endlessly right around you, your primary circle of influence.
Right.
They need to bond with coaches.
Yes.
Circle of influence.
Amen.
That's how we'll take your stuff and make it part of ours. That's how they'll take coaches' stuff and make it part of yours.
Amen.
So that's my recommendation. And I just want to say praise God and thank you.
Sir, that's exactly what I've done. I've invited the coach to actually speak at our rally in Canton, Ohio. I've given him time on our platform and a free booth because I want to introduce him to our patriots. So me and you are on the same page, brother.
So Pastor, Professor Toto, it says in Hebrews 10:24 that we forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. Right? Now listen, Pastor Toto, when I was my children were young, we'd get something under the Christmas tree, and they would open it up, and on the box were those deadly words. You know what those deadly words were, right? Some assembly required, right? And what did that mean? It meant all the parts were there. All the parts were there, but they weren't put together. And so assembling doesn't just mean we all get in the same box, does it, brother?
Sure.
It means that we all plug in where the Lord has fitted us to plug And it goes across just our own network of supporters or whatever. That's the point Mark was making, and I couldn't agree more. That if we find guys on your team and guys on my team and guys on Greg Locke's team, and they network together, brother, can you see what can happen all across the fruited plain? That's my vision, brother.
There was a prophecy, and I'll try to get it to you. There was a lady, and I don't even know her, and I don't endorse her ministry. I don't know her, but there was a unique prophecy that went forth at the beginning of all of this. And it said that any man, especially a pastor, that will stand with Donald Trump during this time, they will experience unusual blessings on their ministry. They will experience an unusual followings that will come. And of course, I've seen that happen in the last 8 months. But I want to say this. When God sends you a following, as we have, when God trusts you with these, by the way, these 119 people that I'm looking at on here today, these are people that have lives. They chose Coach Dave to come and give you their time right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. They honored you with their presence. If we try to hoard these people into our own camps, and create quasi-churches, if you will, and we tried to hog up. Though this is the work of God. God brought you these folks. God brought me the folks that make up Toto's army. If we try to put them in our own quadrants and turn these into churches and individual little mind games with our followers, God's going to take it all away from us.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. I'm with you. Clay, come on in. And by the way, Professor Toto, Clay's communicated with you a couple times, so his name he might be familiar with. Go ahead, Clay.
Howdy, Brother Shane. Got two things for you this morning. One is I emailed you yesterday about an event called the Kindred of the Kingdom Conference.
Yes.
And we've got a limited amount of spaces there, but we wanted to make sure that your local congregation and maybe a select few friends of yours, you know, are invited to come to that. And we're going to have a church service on Sunday morning. And you may want to look at your schedule and see if that's something that you want to possibly preach that morning service.
Okay. Would you give him my personal number, Coach Dave?
Yeah, I will. And we're not trying to put any pressure on you here, Professor.
No. I want to talk to him personally. That way I can get a better feel for it.
Okay, sure. I will. Okay.
Yes, and sir. The other thing I wanted to mention was I grew up down around Wilmer, Alabama, on the Alabama-Mississippi state line.
Yeah.
And all the things that I ever went to down there, I never heard any of them speak about the Nephilim or the fallen angels, you know.
Right.
So I was just curious as to how you got so much knowledge and information on those subjects growing up down there.
Good question, Clay.
I didn't. I got no information. All information I got growing up in church was be here, put your butt on the pew, and put your money in the plate.
Amen, so to
answer your question, a relentless pursuit of the truth. I have a hunger for truth. And when you have a hunger for truth, there's a strange thing that happens. It comes to you.
Amen, brother, on that one. Amen on that. Come on in, Ohio Brett, and then Joe Allen.
Hey, God bless you, Professor Toto, and God bless you, Coach Dave.
Yes, sir.
I'm Ohio Brett, and I'm Coach Dave's strong safety, Professor Toto. So Army, I can't wait to meet my counterpart, strong safety. We can do some tackle drills, baby.
And I just want to
encourage both of you. The gift of encouragement for our generals, for our coaches. You know, why do you guys need encouragement?
Hey, we're in the battle, man.
Well, if you have bags of manure spread all over your church and mailed to you, and death threats, I get about five a day, and so, yeah, trust me, the enemy, listen, guys, I realize we're cutting up, but let me tell you, this battle, you know why? Let me show you. See behind me? You know why I finally had to do this? I found myself to the point of utter exhaustion after 8 months of this battle. I told my wife, get in the car. I've got to get away. Because it literally is a physical battle, spiritual battle. And so we appreciate the support. You patriots showing up, supporting, being there, that is what keeps us going.
That keeps the motor running. Joe Allen, come on in, then Craig, then Myra.
Amen, amen. This is how the Black Road Regiment started.
Woo! I love that one.
Amen.
And, Professor, when you get down to hell and down there where my folks are at, there's a lot of good German food.
Oh, thank you for the recommendation.
God bless you, Joe. Come on in, Craig, and then Myra, then Jeff.
Hey, Coach, just what Professor was saying about 1948, okay, China was turned into a communist country. One is by essence of people in this, in our own country. But that's all part of this whole plan. Okay. The CCP was formed right after World War II, 1947, 1948. And now look at the role that China is playing. These are spiritual entities, these fallen angels, just as Professor Toto, if you do the math, 70 generations times 70 is 4,900. Look at when Jared come down. Go to Genesis 5. All the information is right there. This person was born then. This, you can do the math yourself.
It's simple.
And say, okay, from that time to where we are now, this is where we're at.
I never heard about any of that in my old Presbyterian church. What the heck are you talking about here?
Huh? Amen.
Amen.
It's so simple to add and calculate. It's just like, you know what blows my mind? Some things are so simple that we missed them. For example, nobody says they know when Jesus was born. Well, that's impossible. All you got to know is when John the Baptist was born, Jesus was born 6 months later. So we know when John the Baptist was born. Just go forward 6 months. We bring him to the Feast of Tabernacles in September, late September. We know right when he was born. My point is, the Bible has been in front of our faces all of our lives, but God is opening his word to those that hunger for it. Coach Dave, I love to cook. I have a cookbook, by the way, and I love to cook, and I've written my own cookbook. But there are some people I don't like to cook for. Hmm. It's those Northerners, those Yankees, that don't know how to ooh and ah over a plate of food.
Amen.
Okay? Down south, you got to get involved with the food, okay?
Amen.
I mean, you got to be like, and then I'll cook for you all day long. God is that way about his word. If Amen. He gives you truth and you reject it, he ain't giving you no more.
Amen, brother. Hey, you can go to McDonald's if you want to. Myra, come on, and then Jeff. Boy, they want to jump in here. Go ahead, Myra.
Good morning, Saints. How are you? Hi, Professor Toto. This is Myra. Welcome. I just want to say welcome, and it's good to have you, and that's it, because there's many saints that have hands up, and it's their chance. Thank you. Bye.
Bless you, Myra. Bless you, Myra. Oh, Jeff, sweet. Come on in. Then Betty.
Coach, I just want to say to Larry, I understand that joy and that peace. When you get that healing, a miracle healing that you've been waiting on and you've just been praying for. And I asked this morning, as this show ends, Pastor Toto, if you would do the ooh and on and pray with Larry and just thank the good Lord for the miracles and blessings, we'd appreciate that.
We'll do that at the end there. We'll do that. And Betty, come on in.
Good morning. Thank you, sir, for what you do. We really appreciate it. Just a really quick note, you know, it says in the Bible, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
Amen.
So we need to work together so we can become an army strong, so we can fight against all evil.
We're assembling the body. We're putting the proper pieces in the proper places. Come on in, Rochelle, then John, then Reggie, real quickly. Rochelle? Reggie.
Good morning. I don't really have anything to say but words of encouragement. Professor Toto, I love your how you got the name. I love it. But I just can't wait to meet up with you in Canton because you're speaking my language. I thank you. I thank Coach Dave and I thank Almighty God for bringing me from Arizona to this area, because now I'm understanding the path that what I've been trained for there, why he wants me here.
Wow.
Glad to have you here, Reggie. We're glad you're here. Roger, you were up there earlier. Did you want to jump in here?
Oh, I just had I wanted to clarify something. You, Pastor, you would agree that God can work by himself, though, correct?
Well, God can do anything, but what he chooses to do is something different.
Well, but that's not my question. He can work by himself.
I just said he can do anything.
Okay, because I think of miracles where there has been no human activity, but there is a miracle that no one understands, no one saw coming. So I don't want to undermine anything by saying that he has to have us, but it's clear he needs us and we work together.
We know he works through people. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Coach, I got my hand up.
Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I'm out here. I'm getting ready to pour concrete. I'm on the job, and it's loud, but I just want to tell Professor Toto, I shook his hand down there at New Orleans, Coach, and it took me about 3 seconds to bear witness with this man.
Hallelujah.
And this is what we got to learn. We got to learn to feel the Holy Spirit, to sense him, our senses, discern. And I discerned the man in 3 seconds, so that's a tribute to him and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, my friend.
Hey, Professor Toto. Well, come on in, John Sherry, real quick. John, jump in here.
Yeah, I just want to say I was born after World War II, 1947, and the church at that time, I believe, was reacting to all the death and suffering that took place during that time. So they started preaching a gospel of complying with the government, no matter what.
That's right.
And then now those of us who know the Lord and has the Holy Spirit, it says, keep your country as it was originally founded, that honored me and not other men, that we need to take it back and storm the gates of hell and reclaim it.
Amen. Yeah. Rochelle, real quick, Rochelle, hurry up.
Okay. Just thank you guys for being good shepherds. Us sheep need good, strong people like you and telling us the truth and coming after us and breaking our legs and putting us on your shoulders and carrying us when we don't listen. Amen.
Amen, Rochelle. Professor, we got to run. Stay right there a minute when we close the show out. Folks, listen, remember Canton, Ohio, June 27th. Sign up. Let's build the room. Let's meet other like-minded patriots. Let's cross-pollinate. God is doing something big in our midst. God bless you. Thanks for being with you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Pastor Tony Spell tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Amen.